What's going on, everyone? Thank you all so much for coming back to another episode of Cinemania. I am your host, Marvin Sandoval. Really excited about this episode because today we are actually getting to interview my younger brother, Eric Sandoval, aka at Eric Mandoval on Instagram and on his stream on Mixer, Eric Mandoval. Really excited to have Eric on the show because he and I, we both own a clothing line together, but Eric is an incredibly hardworking individual. He is a student in college. He is also a personal trainer developing programs. He and I own a clothing line. He is a streamer and a competitive powerlifter. All this in one human being. But I think in this episode, it's going to be incredibly important and really interesting as we start to dive into the importance of e-gaming and streaming video games online. Now, Eric went from just playing Fortnite for fun, doing it non-competitively, to now being number one in all of Massachusetts, which is absolutely incredible. As Eric proceeds and continues to grow, he went from a channel with zero people, now with a following of well over 3,200 people in a matter of 2 months. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the importance of developing community, developing brand identity, developing a following, and how to keep people retained and really coming back for more. And just the importance of e-gaming. I think people misunderstand that watching somebody play video games is more than just watching somebody play a video game. It's about developing a community and a relationship because there are a lot of people who do have a lot of social anxiety who are having trouble making those friendships in real life, and they find that finding someone that they look up to, finding that they can play with someone that they look up to, and tell them that I'm having a bad day and have someone hear about it is important. So hope you guys enjoy this interview with my brother, especially if you're thinking about going into e-gaming and learn how to build either a Mixer or a Twitch channel. All this is applicable and more. So enjoy. We're on the air. What's going on, everyone? Thank you all so much for coming back to another episode of Cinemania. I am your host, Marvin Sandoval. Today, I'm very excited to introduce to you all someone that's very close to me. In fact, they are a blood relative. But in all seriousness, this is my brother, Eric Sandoval. Eric is a senior in college right now. He's getting ready to go off to graduate school in nursing, nurse practitioner, to be exact. Right, Eric?
Yes.
But not only is Eric just my brother and I'm really proud of him and everything that he does, but we do a couple of things together. And this will be something that we'll have a conversation about in a future podcast, but he and I, we co-own, he is the owner of Lift Weights Eat Cakes, proud founder. I am the co-founder of, you can't see it, but he's pointing at himself and our dog's in his lap. So he and I, we run Lift Weights Eat Cakes. Him also being a student, being a personal trainer. On top of that, he is also number one in all of Massachusetts in playing Fortnite. So, what's up, Eric? How are you?
I'm good, man. I am good. I'm here with my dog on my lap.
Really excited to have you on the show. I think it's really interesting with all that you do, being a powerlifter, being a nursing student, owning a clothing line, managing Twitch.
Mixer, excuse me.
How do you find, you know, time to manage it all? I see a lot of people trying to get into e-gaming, trying to own clothing line, trying to balance just school in general, but you also compete and a trainer. Can you talk about your time optimization and just like...
Yeah, I think what a lot of people try to do is like they try to get everything all at once, but I've been doing this for a couple of years, and it's not like I picked it up all at once. I think that that's very, you know, challenging to try to do all of it now, but I've been doing this for a couple of years, so it's kind of like, it comes as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been streaming for 4 years. I mean, that's just something that I've been doing recently, actually since like December, and then I started picking it up back in January. The whole starting a clothing line, that you and I have been working on that for like the last 2 years. I think it was 2016 that we actually released
our first shirts.
Yeah, in December of 2016. So it was January 2017 that we actually got everything started. So that was like 2 years ago. And personal training, I've been doing that for about 3.5 years now. So it was first personal training, and then it was competing in powerlifting. And then after that, it was the clothing line. And then after that, it was the whole streaming online and stuff. So I haven't been doing that all at once, but it's interesting to see the fact that I've been able to do that within my college career. But it's more of like figuring out what's important and how to get it done sooner than later. And I look at, you know, what's due next instead of, you know, focusing on like the bigger picture. I don't like to do that because then it overwhelms me.
No, definitely. And I think, you know, I've seen you grown like all your life. I mean, we live like 10 feet from each other, but we've always been into video games, whether it was Pokemon, whether it was Grand Theft Auto or Super Smash Bros. But shooters specifically, I've never been that great at them. But for you, for some reason, you're naturally really talented when it comes to shooter games. I mean, when it came to Call of Duty, I know you were incredibly good at that. Halo, you surpassed me in that really quickly. And now Fortnite, why do you think that comes so easily to you?
I don't know. I feel like you and I, ever since we've been growing up, like, we've always played, like, Mario Party and stuff like that, where that, like, sometimes it's just, like, luck or whatever, but, like, you've been more into, like, role-playing games where, I mean, I like it, but it's just not me. Like, I just can't get into role-playing games. But for some reason, shooters have just come so naturally to me, and I've just always liked them. Mm-hmm. Like, for role-playing games, I really need to find something that I like for me to actually get good at it. Like, I won't put my time and effort into something that I don't like. But for some reason, like, role-playing games, it's something that I'm not into, but shooters are, they're really entertaining to me, and for some reason, I'm just good at them. And I'm more of, like, the player-versus-player kind of shooter. It's not more of, like, story mode Call of Duty. If you've noticed, I've always tried to play, like, online against other people and try to become better than other people. But me and my friends back since, like, middle school, I remember, we played, like, Call of Duty World at War, Call of Duty 3, and it was just, like, playing against one another and trying to get better against your friends. And then after that, it started going into online, and then we've been playing online, and then I started getting good at that. And then starting my college career, I just stopped playing video games. For, like, a solid 3 years, I haven't played anything, and then this last year, I started playing Fortnite again, and it was, like, reminding me how good I am at shooters for some reason.
Why is that, do you think? I mean, I know, like, the last three years, you've been busy with school, and I remember you even did YouTube videos, but seeing you playing video games, I got really excited, because I was like, whoa, like, Eric's actually taking time to be a kid again, in the sense of, like, enjoying himself. Why was it that playing Fortnite was the one that kind of drew you back in? What was it about it?
It was just the fact that, like, I was good at it. Like, when I started playing with my friends, it was, I mean, of course, when someone plays a new game, it's hard to play at first, but, like, once you start realizing that there's certain ins and outs of the game and that there's certain ways to get better, then I just started getting, you know, really into it, and I found out that I was, like, really, really good at the game, and it just came naturally to me. I have no idea why, but I think one reason why I'm good at it is because I'm really good at multitasking, and I'm able to concentrate on multiple things at once rather than trying to, you know, be so tunnel visioned. Like, I think that's why I can do so many things. I think that's why I'm good at, you know, owning a clothing line with you. I'm going to school, doing my internship, being a personal trainer, creating programs on the side, being in a relationship, being a family friend, you know, being a friend, being a brother, a son, all the things that I am. I think it's something in me to be really good at multitasking. So Fortnite, you have to be good at multitasking. You have to be able to think on the spot. You have to be able to outplay other people, build quicker and whatnot, and just shoot, aim better, be accurate with what you do. And I think that's probably why I'm really good at it.
For those who don't know, can you tell us what exactly Fortnite is? I mean, it's not your typical Call of Duty by any means.
No. So Fortnite's it's a player versus player. You have 100, there's a total of 100 players in the game at one time. And it's just whoever lives the longest wins. And there's a circle, there's a storm. You have to make sure you're inside the circle, because if you're not, then you take damage. You could die in the game. And eventually the circle gets so small that everyone has to meet at one point. So whoever is the first place of the 100 people wins, And, I mean, there's no really, like, prize that you get. You get costumes and cosmetics and stuff, but, like, it's just the fact that you're first place out of 100 people. I think that's why a lot of people like it.
Now, from my understanding, there's a couple different ways you can start streaming.
Yeah.
Right? A couple different services like Twitch and Mixer, mm-hmm. and I don't know what other ones, but...
Yeah, can, what's the main two.
What would you say is the main differentiator between Twitch and Mixer? And I know that you're on Mixer.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to tell me what the difference between the both of them are, yeah, and why you chose Mixer.
So it's kind of like saying Facebook and MySpace. All right, there's two different platforms. They both do the same exact thing, but one is more recent. So Mixer has been around longer. It used to be called Beam Pro, and then they switched to Mixer. And Twitch was actually, I think, there afterwards, because I don't remember ever hearing anything about Twitch. But Twitch is so overpopulated right now, it's really hard to get noticed. And what I really like about Mixer is that they have a way for you to get noticed, especially if you're a new streamer. They have a thing called Hype Zone, especially on Fortnite, and PUBG, which is also another game, which is literally the same exact thing, except it's like Call of Duty, mm-hmm. with the graphics. But with Hype Zone, you can actually, if you're in the top 10 of the last 100 people, you have the, and you're streaming, you have the opportunity of being Hype Zoned, where there's over like 300 people at one point watching your stream. And then you get pushed to the top of the viewer list, and then anyone who's on Mixer and is, you know, like looking through it, kind of like Instagram, where you just swipe through your hashtags or whatever, you can see who's being most viewed, and then you get more viewers off of that, then you get more followers, and you get people who stick around afterwards, especially if you win. They're like, oh, this kid's good, and then they'll stick around, and you stay within the higher views, higher view channels, and then more people start rolling in.
Now, does that only work for Fortnite, or is that applicable to other video games? Like, is Fortnite the only game on Mixer that you can get hype zoned in, like, mm-hmm. where you can get attracted by other people and yeah. people will see it?
Yeah.
Or can you do that with other games? I'm not sure if you know.
Right now, from what I can see on Mixer, it's only PUBG and Fortnite. But what is really cool is that if you're streaming and you have the applications to stream with, like, it's called OBS, Open Broadcaster Software, and you have, like, other things that'll allow you to have, I think, I forget what they're called, but I think it's like buttons where people can click on it and it'll make like a sound on your stream while you're playing and whatnot. Then you have the opportunity to get featured, which is pretty cool. So only certain people have that, and you have to have that Open Broadcaster Software. So when you get featured, when you go on the Mixer application on your phone or on your Xbox app and whatnot, then you're automatically on the homepage. So whoever's on Mixer or on the app will see you on the homepage.
Got it.
So then you get like 20, 30 viewers at a time, maybe even 50, even 100, and then you're automatically on the top of the viewer list. And I've gotten featured, I think, 3 times so far.
Wow.
So that's how I'm already at like 3,200 followers.
That's crazy.
Almost 33, I think.
So it's really cool to see the growth. I remember when you were at like 100 followers and you weren't thinking anything of it.
Mm-mm.
Why did you start? Why did you begin streaming? What was the idea behind it?
Yeah. First, I didn't know streaming was even a thing. When I first started, what I realized was on Xbox, you can literally just scroll over to the right and it'll say start broadcast. And I was like, that's weird. What's this? So then I just messed around with it, and you could change the stream title. And it's just literally broadcasting what you're doing on your screen. There's no camera. And I didn't even know you could get a camera and put it to your Xbox. So I just been doing that. And then I saw like one person was being, I was like, oh, who's watching? And then after that, when I remember when I was at Disney, you weren't there.
No.
You weren't there. I was like thinking about, you know, how good, I was actually good at the game at that point. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a camera. Why not? I mean, I want to, you know, start streaming so people can see who they're playing or who they're watching. Because what I noticed with streaming is that people like to see who they're watching, and they like to see the personality of the person who's streaming. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to get a camera, just do it for fun. And then I started streaming, and people started watching. And then I got hype zoned a couple times, and I got, you know, 100 followers, 200 followers. There was one point where I got 700 followers in one day when I got featured, which is pretty cool. And then after that, I mean, just kept growing and growing and growing, and so far it's been pretty good.
I feel like with games, especially like Fortnite, you know.
And it's growing. It's such a popular game.
With Mixer, I think, or any e-gaming, there's only, in my opinion, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, there's only really two type of people that should do streaming.
Mm-hmm.
either people who are incredibly talented because people want to follow talent.
Yeah.
And people who just have really good charisma and people want to be watched on camera. In your opinion, you know, if someone's listened to his podcast, who do you think should actually consider streaming? I think that everyone has their strengths. Like, for me, I'm not that good at shooters, and maybe Twitch is not for me, but if I'm better at creating audio, that's something I should focus and make that one of my pillars. What do, who do you think is meant for Mixer or just streaming games?
I think anyone who has a true passion for it. If you do it multiple times, like if you play video games and you're all right at it and you have a good personality, then do it. If you're good at the game, don't have a good personality, but you're talented, then do it. I don't think there's a certain person who should be limited at all. I recommend that everyone tries doing it, whether you're good or you're bad, because I've seen some streamers who are not awesome at the game. They have a lot of work to do, but they're a good person, and they have a good following. So I don't think it's really, anyone should not stream. I think everyone should if they want to. I don't think there's a limit.
Now, you've made some money, and you've made some profit.
Yeah.
On...
Made that money.
Yeah, tell me, what were your thoughts, like, when you went into streaming? I know, like, the top gamers make money, like, the professionals, MLG, but when you first got your first donation, tell me what was running through your mind, or how did you even set that up?
Yeah.
I don't know the process behind that.
Honestly, I had no idea how to even get started, so I was trying to figure out, like, how do people get paid, so... I did some research. I saw like how there's certain websites that you just literally make a link and then it'll, you know, get sent to your PayPal. And I'll remember that like the first donation I got was like $10 from this guy named Calzy, who's like one of my friends from another streamer who I watch. And he was like, you know what, Eric, I'm just gonna donate $10. And he donated it. And then from there, it's just, you know, I've made about like $230, which isn't a lot, but for like playing video games,
to play a video game,
yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, like. I have this thing also called Gawkbox, which is pretty cool. It's a free way to...
Gawkbox?
Yeah, G-A-W-K box.
Okay.
Where people can donate for free, which sounds weird, where you donate money for free. But what it is, it's an application where, like, if you go on your phone, you go to gawkbox.com/Eric Mandeville, it'll say download this game, and you'll donate 15 cents to Eric. And it's based off of advertisements for that company. Or play this game and get to level 21, and you'll donate $10. So someone did that the other day. They got to like level 10 on a video game. I think it was like Candy Crush or something, and they donated $10 to me. And of course, I mean, I don't get a $10 donation because of taxes. I have to fill out a W-9 for that. But I mean, it's a cool way to get free money where people just literally just have to play a video game. And then what I do is I have a leaderboards on my stream for people to see, you know, who's in first place, who donated the most for free.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives people, you know, motivation to want to donate more. They're like, oh, I want to be on Eric's stream, I want to be number one, or I want people to see me on his leaderboards, which is pretty cool.
No, that's awesome, and I think that's actually a perfect segue to talk about community. I mean, I really don't know that much about streaming. I tried to stream a couple times, but my schedule, I'm busy editing, and I play a video game here once in a while, and I'll stream while I play it, but you know, building community and engaging with people. I think from what I've seen from you, like when people log on to your stream, you say, what's up?
Yeah.
You have these bots. You have people that moderate for you, which is pretty crazy to think that you have moderators for your community. So that way when you're playing a game, somebody's doing stuff.
Yeah.
How did you build your community and how do you continue to work on your community?
So when I first started, I mean... Getting a moderator isn't, like, the toughest part. You can literally make anyone a moderator. You can, you know, just say, hey, do you want to mod for my channel? But as my community grows bigger and bigger... I have Luna on my lap, by the way, guys. So, what was I saying? So, as your community starts growing and stuff, you start noticing, like, people... Like, I'm a smaller channel, so you'll notice, like, certain people coming into your stream and that they're consistent. So, I mean, I, of course, you know, try to communicate with them and say, what's up? How's your day going? People are like, I've had a bad day. I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, I hope my stream helps or whatever. But you'll see that there's certain people who even try to moderate, even though they're not a moderator. And I end up making a moderator so that they can do it. So, like, some people, like, when I get hype zone especially, some people will swear. Some people will say stupid stuff. And then there'll be people who were watching my stream before I got hype zoned who will say, hey, stop swearing or something like that. And I end up making them a moderator. And then they come more consistently, which is also a good way to actually grow your channel because... Hold on, guys. I'm going to get Luna out of here. Which is also a good way to get your channel to grow, because if you have a moderator in there, that means they're going to be there watching your stream every single time. So let's say I have 6 moderators. They're all watching my stream at once. That means I have 7 viewers, or 6 viewers, sorry. And then I get pushed up from the bottom of the list on Mixer, which makes my viewer count go up, which is good. I start getting pushed up more. So the more moderators, the better.
So there's a strategy behind all of this.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally having a marketing team, making sure people keep consistent messaging and people mm-hmm. know that this is a PG channel. Like, we don't swear here.
Yeah.
And people, like, follow that. That's a strong brand identity. People, yeah. like, know that. And from yeah. what I've seen, like, you have a hashtag, Mandelval Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that.
So there's a thing on your phone that you can download called Discord. So whenever people are watching your stream and they're like, hey, when are you going to play with followers? Which is another way to grow your channel also, is make sure you play with followers. But besides the fact of that, when people say, like, when are you playing with followers? I'm like, oh, I'm not playing with followers tonight. I'll say, join my Discord, which is like a way to talk to me outside of stream. So it's like making a community outside. So whoever's on the Discord, you guys can talk to me outside of whenever I stream. I'll send you a message. Hey, I'll be playing with followers in so-and-so time. And then people show up.
Wow.
So that's another way.
People want to feel like they're a part of the community. People yeah. want to, and I think that's such an important thing, taking time. I know it's important for you to do Battle for 100s because that's the way how you personally climb to the leaderboards. You're number one in Massachusetts,
yeah.
but taking whether it's maybe an hour of your day just to invite people who continuously watch to play with you. That way they're like, I got to play with somebody that I idolize. And I think that's something that's really unique
yeah.
about e-gaming, because I'll talk to family members and friends about how you do it and they can't believe that you get paid to do this, or people are donating monitors and headsets to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because some people are terrible when it comes to like socializing. Some people have social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
They have difficulty making friends in real life. And to be able to connect with someone online, like you said, someone has a bad day, maybe somebody has anxiety or depression, and seeing you and seeing your personality and your positivity
yeah.
and knowing that this is a place where we don't swear and we really care about one another, that means a lot to people. And
yeah.
do you feel like you have that connection and like you have that impact
yeah.
on people daily?
Yeah. So, I mean, outside of streaming, I don't talk to people just about like how I'm a streamer and how I play the game and how I have like 560 wins or whatever it is. I talk to them about like who I am and what I do. So like people say, oh, what do you do for a living? I'm like, oh, I'm a personal trainer. And then I tell them about my story and stuff. So like I try to inspire people outside of the stream. And I think something that I bring different to the streaming community is that sometimes when I'm at the gym, I'll stream literally what I do at the gym. So people are like, oh, Eric's lifting weights. That's cool. He doesn't only play video games.
Yeah, that's very unique.
So, I mean, like, not a lot of people do that. And I don't think a lot of people know that you can stream off of your phone with the Mixer app. And you literally just hold your phone kind of like an Instagram story. So I try to, you know, like, make connections with people outside of that. And I try to tell them, like, you know, like, I lost 125 pounds and I did this. Because a lot of people who are watching my stream might be overweight or something like that. Or a lot of people don't know about lifting, and they'll talk to me about lifting when I'm streaming and stuff. Or they'll ask me about, you know, exercise, since I'm going to be an undergraduate, or I'm going to have my degree in exercise health science. So
yeah.
I'll talk to them about stuff about that.
And I think that's actually something really unique about Mixer, because your main content, really, if we're thinking about this from a marketing strategy, your main content, your main pillar is when you're streaming, you're playing video games, X, Y, and Z. But to have basically like documenting yourself, I know you used
yeah.
to do YouTube, but this is actually adding another side of you. Like, people don't know that you're a powerlifter or that you're into lifting. It's like, whoa, you can be lifting and be a streamer as well.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Or that this, you know, streamer is a student still, or this person has like a real life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when people find out like what your little unique things are, whether it's lifting or your favorite kind of candy or your favorite drink, and people see that, that's how you really develop those relationships and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah.
How often do you stream a day?
Oh, man. It depends. I mean, my schedule is very... I mean, I try to keep a constant schedule. Like, on my Mixer, I'll say, like, what my schedule is. But, like, I try to stream whenever I can. But, I mean, I try to get, like, 3 hours, 4 hours a day, which is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because I also, you know, want to balance, you know, my social life as well. Like, on the weekends, I won't stream a lot because I'll be with my girlfriend. But I'll try to, you know, stream whenever I can, especially when I have free time. During my internship, I don't have a lot of, you know, homework or anything like that. So I can just, you know, come home from my internship and I can stream. But I know for a fact when I get into grad school, I'm not going to be able to stream as much, or maybe even at all. Yeah. Maybe only on the weekend for a couple hours or something like that.
And I guess that kind of brings me to my next question, because I feel that with streaming, you have to be consistent. You have to show up. And that's how you build your following. People want to follow someone that's consistent and know that they can rely on.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be your next big challenge with, you know, streaming?
Grad school for sure, because I know for a fact that I'm going to be busy with nurse practitioner school and I'm not going to have enough time to stream. So I'm going to have to balance. I mean, I know school's first. I mean, that's going to be my main priority because this is literally going to be my life. So I need to focus on that. But whenever I have free time, I'm going to stream.
Do you ever think about the possibility of what if you get so good at Fortnite, which you're incredibly talented, clearly, and people follow you? Like, what if, let's say, you blew up?
Yeah.
Let's say you got a crazy following and you're actually getting paid a good amount of money.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, enough to, like, live off of.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever make it a full-time job. I don't think I would ever drop my career or my education ever for video games. I mean, it sounds cool. I mean, who wouldn't want to play video games for the rest of their life? But I don't think I would ever drop education over a video game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that you can't just drop like that. Because it's something that I've been working for so long, I can't just drop it.
Nice. You know? Now, what would you say are your next steps in growing your channel, you know? I think it's been a successful couple of months. I mean, you've only been streaming for, what, 2-3 months?
Yeah, it's like 2 months, 2.5 months.
And you've done so well.
Yeah.
What would you say is your next couple of steps, like, to help grow the channel? Or what do you see the channel growing into?
Yeah, I think the channel's growing really well. I've, you know, seen my community grow. But I think the next steps is just to stay number one in Massachusetts, make sure that I'm consistent with everything that I do, and just, you know, being a good person. I mean, giving out good content, playing with followers, and just, you know, keeping up what I've been doing because it's been working. I don't think I should change anything. Why change something that's not broken?
No, definitely. And clearly, the better that you get, the more hype zone you'll get,
the
more
times you'll
be featured.
Get even better at the game. I mean, there's a lot of good people at the game, you know? I mean, there's multiple times that I've, you know, choked in the game and I've lost or whatever, or I've had bad situations. But they're always coming up with new updates, and there's more people joining. I mean, there's probably over 1 million people who play the game, and it's constantly growing.
What do you think, especially since you've been playing, like, so consistently, with this whole rush of people? I know Drake played with Ninja. Is he number one?
Ninja, yeah. Well, no, there's more. I mean, there's, like, crazy people, dude. Ninja's, like, number four.
Wow.
And he's amazing at the game. And there's just people from, like, China.
That are crazy.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Do you think the whole Drake situation caused this whole rush of people to come play?
What are your thoughts
on it?
I don't know. Cause, well, it wasn't only Drake. It was Drake. It was Lil Pump. It was, there was, like, two other artists. I forget who it was. But I think, you know, they helped a lot because Ninja had like 600,000 viewers plus watching his stream while they were playing. And I think that's what really made the game grow a lot faster. And then after that, it was just, it's a snowball effect.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you see yourself ever leaving Fortnite to play something else? Or do you think this is going to be your main game for a very long time?
This is a game that I really like, and they're always coming up with updates, and it's not ever getting boring. It's consistently growing. But if they have another game that's like PvP, I'm down to play it, you know, because I want to get really good at this game. I want to become the best, you know, even become the best in the region or best in the US or whatever, you know what I mean, or get up there, because I'm not far out of the picture.
Yeah.
I'm like ranked 300 in the nation.
That's really good.
Yeah, in the nation.
Is that including, like, PC and...
No, it's only Xbox.
Only Xbox?
Only Xbox.
So, I guess, now that you're number one in Massachusetts, what would be the next step from Massachusetts?
Maybe competing. I don't know. Like, going to a esports competition or going somewhere. They just had PAX East here, which I was pretty upset that I missed.
Yeah. Was there a competition there?
Yeah, there was. And I could have gone, but we had a competition that day. And I couldn't go. But
are you gonna
compete? Going to competitions? I don't know. I have to look it up. I mean, there's game battles and stuff, but I want to go. I want to show up to a place and play. You know,
yeah.
Like, I want to go to a competition, something local. I don't know. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I think you definitely have the talent to take you to the next level. Yeah. I mean, continue to play, continue to practice and master your craft.
Yeah.
But clearly you're talented, you're doing well, you're number one in Massachusetts. I think that you would put up an incredible fight against anybody that comes your way.
Yeah. So
that's awesome, man. And now where can people find you, like, in terms of your stream, if people are interested?
So everything for my social media is Eric Mandoval. So E-R-I-C-K-M-A-N-D-O-V-A-L. That's everything. Like Mixer, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Except for Twitter and my own Instagram for my stream, it's Mandoval Stream. That's only Twitter and Instagram. But everything else is Eric Mandoval.
Awesome, man. Well, I really appreciate your insights and your knowledge on Mixer and all these other things that you've said that I've never heard of. I would never guess. And just hearing your story on how you grew your channel and make people feel special. It's more than just playing video games. You're helping people. Exactly. People really need that in their lives.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so thank you all so much for listening. Make sure to check out Eric at Eric Mandoval on his stream, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. Until next time, this is Marvin and Eric.
Peace out.
And we're out.